We've got Dr. Nick Megan for most of the hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls right now, but you were going to, when we hit the break, you were interrupted by that. Tell us specifically, you were getting into the value of the Prudhoe Bay Proven Reserves, a tiny area in Alaska.
Right. It was. They projected 900 million barrels of oil there, and the auction was $1 billion, basically, just under $1 billion in 1969 when oil was $3 a barrel. Now, here in Alaska, under this federal administration, a lease just took place that they raised $2.5 billion on an oil reserve that's projected to have 10 billion barrels in it. In other words, 10 times as much at a price that is like 40 times higher than it was in 1969, and we only get 2.5 times the money. Now, this is the fuzzy math of the biggest ripoff since the railroad barons. And people don't remember that. You know, they controlled all the corridors, so the farmer beats his brains out.
No, they convinced the public. They convinced the public there's no elites, no corruption, and then of course, they just totally took over.
Yeah, and what they're doing now is this acceleration of the offshore leasing because it's the biggest giveaway in the history of the country. If we did look at these resources differently in terms of how do we maximize their potential so that the public benefits. Here in Alaska, a lot of people don't know this, but because our oil revenue and what it does, we don't have a state income tax. We don't have a state sales tax.
In fact, the government pays you to live in Alaska.
That's right. In fact, right now, our legislature is in special session, and residents that have been here a year at the end of this session are likely going to see a $1,200 check show up for every resident.
And, folks, that's how rich this whole country is. And Mexico has triple the resources of the lower 48, but they're one of the poorest in the world because the elites want you poor as a mode to control you. It's in their own handbooks.
You know, the public resources are enough to supply the national treasury, retire the debt, eliminate income tax for individuals, and tax corporations when they use public resources.
But instead, we have a Federal Reserve that has set up a system where it's impossible to get out of debt. For money to be created, debt is created. It is a total fraud. Let's go to the calls. Mason in Florida, Rusty, James, and others. Go ahead, Mason.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hey, Alex. I've been wanting to call in for a while, but I'm only 17. I live in Florida. When I first found out about this, I thought, like, not to be rude or anything, but I thought you were crazy and my friend was crazy. Once I saw Endgame and looked all everything up, I found out. But ever since then, I've been trying to wake people up. But it's basically been like you're some crazy conspirator. You're in some fantasy world.
Hey, listen, I got neocons who on their own websites, because they send me their links, are in the military, and they say the dollar's not devalued, everything's fine. Dr. Begich, what is, it's like people are in a spell, at least some of them, where they cannot face reality. It seems to be more than denial. I mean, is it that they're so invested in lies they can't admit they were wrong?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it, and it's that idea of never concede a point, you know, and most people never analyze a point, you know, and they bank on that. Well, when people are suffering, and this is what they're not banking on, and people are suffering in this country, and the inflation hasn't even started, I mean, the worst is yet to come. And that, in and of itself, although we hate to see it happen, is what it takes sometimes to wake up the American public.
And you can say it, I can say it. You can say it, I can say it. We told you so.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's and yet, the hope is still there because it's not over until it's over, and we still have a chance to take this republic back. And that's the thing. And I think people are feeling this all over the world. You know, when I travel quite a bit. I run into this in Europe. I run into it every place. You know, and when you start to think about it, it's just a different spin on the same formula, which is to enslave the public, to be dependent when we used to be independent. And in this century, we should be independent. Our technologies offer us the potentials that are just incredible. I mean, the solutions are already here. We just need a different political will to bring them into reality.
All right, on the InfoWars streams, we're going to skip this break, too. Stay there, Mason. Calls, everybody. We're going to continue right now.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dr. Nick Begich, EarthPulse.com, is our guest. Get his books and videos at Infowars.com. Discounted out of the gates. Hope you'll order them there today. Support both of our works. We can continue onward. We're talking to Rusty here in just a moment, but I want to go back to what the last caller was saying about people laugh at me, they don't want to listen. Well, that may be your circle of friends, but I have found the general public, most people are finally paying attention. And Dr. Begich and myself and others aren't saying, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, you were wrong, we were right. It's like, hey, it's okay, it's not too late. Now join us, we got to fix things quick. We have a very wicked, very ruthless elite in control, extremely psychopathic, very unstable, very intelligent and inbred, but very dangerous, like hybrid dogs or hybrid horses. You know, they can run real fast, but they'll bite you and they're nuts. This is what we're facing, and before we go back to the calls, well, let's go to calls, but don't let me forget other baggage. I want to get your view on the elite's endgame. From their documents, from their source research, you are a big stickler on this. What you believe they want to build, what type of world they want to construct when they talk about a matrix-like grid before you leave us. But right now, let's go to Rusty in Arkansas. You're on the air, Rusty.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to first come out and say I apologize the way my call went last Friday when I called in. And just want to tell you I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean for you to get on the rant and go the way that it went.
Well, don't apologize for calling in, sir. Go ahead.
But I'm an info warrior as well as the rest of the callers, and we're out there pumping out CDs and trying to get out there and inform the public the best way we can. And I just want to call on all of you to remember Alex in your prayers if you're a spiritual person, and all of the guests, remember them in prayers as well. For your guest today, I just wanted to ask where he thought that the antivirus software companies might end up going due to the fact that they won't be needed with Internet 2 and with all the Internet security software providers and everything that are out there now. Basically, when they go to this net neutrality system, there won't be a need for it.
Well, let me just say, even on their grids, you're still going to have viruses and things. So, they're going to have more of that. And virus software companies have been caught before making the viruses. So, oh, don't worry. The viruses won't be going away, Dr. Begich.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, most people don't know this. In fact, I think it's going to be used in the propaganda. It's going to be because terrorists and China in particular have basically gone in and analyzed every commercial and every governmental site as far into it as even the Joint Chiefs of Staff have been hacked. And what a lot of people don't realize is that residing in a lot of people's software are programs that can be activated. We develop our own software, so our engineers went through ours periodically, and we find periodically, right in the middle of it, a code that's been coded in Chinese. It's a table and a matrix that has not been activated but is sleeping in our website that we have to clean out every once in a while. And we've built safeguards now to keep them out. But the fact is most people have already been hacked. Most of the utilities in the country, most of the things that we rely on have been hacked through.
Well, here's an example.
I think there will be a crisis.
Well, there's economic hacking. Microsoft, this has all happened because they built things for their own back doors,
right.
And they built it so their NSA snoop systems could plug right in, and now that's opened them up to all the other hackers.
Right. Plus, at the same time, it's a case of building that commercial information. I mean, knowing wherever you go is a very useful thing for commercial purposes and extremely valuable. Data valence, something we reported on as far back as 2000, in the book Earth Rising, The Revolution. You know, we got into this whole concept before it was even in people's minds.
No, you did. I remember having you on. Well, the British news yesterday, and it was in my stack. I didn't get to it, but it was on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So much there that isn't on the show, folks. Be sure and visit those sites. And right there it said, oh, the government tracks your Bluetooth and tracks your phone and tracks your and uses it as a beacon to follow you. Well, that was built in to all the cell phones by international law by 2001. But see, they're just now announcing that yes, they built it in and they're tracking you.
Yeah, and it was in those days, and it was actually laid out even further back in 1989. There was a document that was put together by the U.S. Army War College, and we talk about it all the time, and it was laying out this sort of plan for using GPS to track business travelers in case there was some conflict, they'd be able to extract them. And it morphed into, well, what later became cell phone technology and personal pagers, and then OnStar on your automobile. And, you know, now most people, I'm probably one of the few that don't carry a cell phone, you know, And it's not so much because of, you know, the idea of sticking a microwave next to my head and the health consequences alone. It's basically the whole package. You know, not only do I get unhealthy, but I'm enslaved to this device that I'm on 24-hour call. And then thirdly, it's the invasiveness of the invasion in your personal privacy. And I resent that. And I think it should have been safeguarded. And the thing about a lot of the laws is they don't know that not only do they not provide safeguards, but they're civil. These things need to be criminal laws that nail people and put them in jail. You know, when a few CEOs go to jail for illegal wiretapping instead of making it legal and giving people basically clemency for whatever evil they've done, we need to put some people in jail over this, and then the game changes. And the American public is sick and tired of having our digital doors kicked in by the Nazis of the 21st century.
I agree. Anything else, Rusty? We got to move quicker. Go.
No, that's it. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Rusty. Paige in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask Dr. Begich, because I know he works a lot with electromagnetic technologies, if he had ever heard about this thing called the Clark Zapper.
Yes, Hilda Clark's device, and there's she wrote a really excellent book on the subject. And, you know, it's one of many technologies, the idea of using electromagnetic fields to affect health. And being able to quantify and qualify that, you know, there's a lot of material out there on light therapies, laser therapies. And in fact, I know some of the best practitioners in Europe that serve on the board for medical lasers, those that oversee applications of medical lasers for healing applications. Also, they use an electromagnetic probe that's used for acupuncture treatments. It's been very effective in treating a number of disorders. But these are, again, these are technologies that sort of give you back your power because they're curative, whereas most of the pharmaceutical industry is based on this idea of coming back for more. In fact, there's an excellent book. It's called Dirty Medicine. Maybe out of print. It was published in Great Britain back in the 90s. 900-page expose on the pharmaceutical industry with over, I think it was like 1,000 reference sources or more.
But I want to say this as well. We have to police ourselves because obviously there is frequency and light treatments. The Japanese are doing it, the Germans, the Dutch. As you know, there's a lot of things that are confirmed, thousands of different types of treatments that have been blocked. The problem is then you get quacks and kooks. Just because the government and some corporations are corrupt, well, that's human nature, doesn't mean then every group on the Internet's good selling $5,000 machines that are some flashing lights.
That's right.
That then is used to discredit all the real research.
That is exactly right. And this is where people need to be careful. Don't look at testimonials. Look at real scientific evidence. And there's plenty of it around. And that's the point. And in today, we ought to be, it's easy. We ought to be able to find it. We can. And there's a lot of medical practice. A simple thing, artificial discs for your back just came in the United States 2 years ago. They've been done in Germany since 1983 and successfully, where a guy working a jackhammer getting his L1 and L2 replaced, his back working a jackhammer in 10 weeks.
But they would rather go in and cut a piece of your hip out because it costs three times as much.
Right, and not only that, but the Germans have to post their medical procedures or total cost. Post them. They're online. You can actually look them up. And German technology is not a slouch technology, and their public health departments are very much more active than ours. In fact, the German public health department warned schools that Wi-Fi was a risk to adolescents and small children.
And the Germans are also, years ago, said vaccines are bad for small children. They have mercury in them.
Right.
Showing that not all the mid-level elites are bad. It's that the higher-up elites know exactly what they're doing, and
right.
It's just so cold-blooded. And then we tell people... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say the science knowledge in Germany. See, the average person has a little bit higher science knowledge, so they can't lie so readily. You know, and what people know in high school in chemistry is sufficient for them to look at a report and understand, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. And we've dumbed our population down.
That's right. The Germans are real sharp. And it's hard to get stuff past them compared to us. Of course, in the past, we were known as the smartest and most cunning people, and now...
Absolutely.
I guess we've had it good so long, we've been under the microscope of the New World Order being brainwashed, and we've just... I mean, it's this built-in denial by people, denying things that... I mean, I remember 10 years ago people saying there's no mercury in shots, and I'd go, here is the handout that comes with the shot. Yes, it's in there. And they'd say,
yeah, right.
And then the government said, okay, it's in there, but it's good for you. Then they said, oh, we took it out. Now they say, no, we never took it out, but it is good for you. Well, now they say it's in there, but it's bad for you. I mean, how many lies, Dr. Baggage, do we have to get from the people running our government before we realize they are intellectually bankrupt and shouldn't be trusted with a toilet attendance job?
Well, and you know, it's unfortunately the truth, and it's time to recognize the things that have corrupted. And when you start to look at all these issues combined, I mean, I still think Americans do generate some pretty creative people, and some of the most outstanding, it's interesting, are homeschooled, which is, you know, as a past president of a teachers organization, I am the only one that I know of that was president of a statewide teachers organization that supports homeschooling nationally. And the reason I do is because it works, and it works very, very effectively. And the things that, the way we used to teach and educate, it was about reading, about studying, and about mentoring. Now it's about script reading and propaganda, and this is where homeschooling and public schooling differs.
Okay.
All these things do link together. It's one big package.
We're going to skip this break, too, continue getting through the calls, and then I'm going to ask the big question to Dr. Baggage. What is the end game? If the globalists win, if this unified technocratic elite funded by the private central banks has their way, what will it look like? What are we facing in the short, medium, and long term? EarthPulse.com is his website. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
If
known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend.
We were just talking to JD in Texas about C-SPAN cutting off a climatologist formerly with NASA. Dr. Begich, they have top rocket scientists, top climatologists. I mean, every day they're going public saying it's all fraud, it's lies. People who they claim had signed on to UN agreements are saying it's all lies. They're in trouble. I mean, their little hoax is in trouble.
Well, you know, the biggest contributors are not man. Man contributes less than 1%. It's nature. You know, right now we have two volcanoes going off in Alaska that are producing more than man's producing at any given moment, I can assure you. On this planet, when you start to look at the real releases, you know, methane gas, which is a big contributor, 20 times more than CO2, And methane is being released because of natural climate change. Here in the Arctic, we have permafrost across the Arctic regions of Alaska, Russia, Canada. And the permafrost is like 100,000 years of soil that hasn't had a chance to fully degrade, of organic matter that is now degrading and releasing methane 20 times more potent. And that is actually accelerating the cycle, but it's a natural cycle. It happens from time to time, and people don't recognize it as such. There are other contributing factors for climate change. Pole shift, which happens fairly regularly geologically. The last time it happened was 15,000 years ago, which correlates to the last ice age starting to end. And when you start to look at all these things together, and we do in our videos and books, we analyze a lot of this. And the reality is, nature is doing it.
Well, that's why I had one of the Rothschilds on, the guy pushing all this stuff, and I brought up, well, why are the ice caps melting on Mars? And
Right. He
just said, because Mars is closer to the sun than Earth. And I said, no, it's not. And he just laughed, knowing that the average American is so dumbed down, they're just going to believe him. And then I was debating another one of these guys on air, and he just said there are no ice caps on Mars. And I was like, you know there's ice caps. They just don't care. They are counting on people being dumbed down. And that's a great insult to people. Okay?
You know, and it is. And it's the system that, you know, and scientists are very elite. You know, you think there's a lot of competition in business. You've not seen anything until you've met scientists. And these guys are ruthless. And in terms of how they behave towards one another. And it's amazing. And yet they claim almost like it's... if you challenge them outside of their discipline, they're supposed to be an expert in everything, and nobody is. None of us are. And the fact is, even Ben Eason, when we first were dealing with Ben, you know, he and I, we had a good rapport, and we're always friends up until his death, but he listened. You know, he looked at what we raised, and he analyzed that. And then he actually started talking about activists not being ignored, but actually being listened to, because people can get educated outside of their discipline. And this is where the arrogance of so much science and the expectation that the average person won't ask the questions, and science feels like somehow they're above the challenge. And they should be challenged just as vigorously as anyone else, whether you're in politics, business, or the arts.
Well, I agree. But bottom line, the message is the ice caps and the ice moons of Jupiter and Saturn are not melting because of SUVs.
That's right. And it is reality, and they know it. And they've monitored it, and all of that tells us, again, it's the solar cycle. And there's
the sun.
Many, many scientists saying this today.
Yeah, and now they want a tax on carbon dioxide that is one of the four ingredients of light, of life. Light, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Got to have those four things, or you don't have life on this planet. But by being able to tax one of the key, you know, basic factors of life, that gives the private banks total control. And think of the boldness, the arrogance of brainwashing for decades about the environment. It hijacks any real environmental concerns of the cross-species engineering and the toxic waste dumping and rainforest chopping. All accelerates, but we all feel good and tax our evil carbon that the rainforest breathes. It is just so diabolical to see it, and then they, as I told people they would do, because I read it in Think Tank documents, then they announced 6 months ago, you're going to buy your carbon credit from the private central banks, making them the government. Let's go to another call, and we'll go into break with J.D. in Texas. J.D., you're on the air with Dr. Nick Begich.
Yeah, Alex, I told you about the Roy Spencer.
Yes, you were just telling me about that.
Okay.
You want to finish up?
I got some more information. He's a University of Alabama principal research scientist.
You know, I think we may have interviewed him. Okay, thank you so much. We're going to go to break, talk behind the scenes with Dr. Nick Begich, take more of your calls. Again, behind the scenes means PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are watching us live on TV. We'll still be live behind the scenes during this break. And then for Internet streams, we're going to keep talking. For everybody else, we'll be right back. I don't want to waste any time with guests like Dr. Nick Begich. Go to InfoWars.com to listen right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
I remember about 6 years ago, it was in the San Francisco Chronicle, that the instant pay toll road RFID stickers they were putting on their cars, the feds had paid for a grant all over the city to track you by your name and by your vehicle everywhere you went, and that was going in a database. And now with Texas Tag and K-Tag and SecureTag and all these companies, they're tracking everywhere you go, your cell phone. The caller was asking about RFID. Dr. Baggage, break down RFID for us.
Yeah, this is, again, instead of a barcode, which was unique to, say, an item or a product, RFID is unique information about that specific item. In other words, one of the things that's visualized with RFID is that eventually every product will have this, so that the IRS, as an example, could walk into your home, wave a reader, and tabulate the value of all of your contents and figure out if it lines up with your income, as an example. An insurance company could use it in terms of tracking you coming and going.
They would also know the whole history of all those goods,
right,
to know if you were engaging in what's going to be totally illegal. And in fact, they're about to pass the law. It also will shut down shopping carts. You have to report on yourself in real time to the feds through the merchant accounts. And they're saying that barter and swap meets, and that it will be a federal felony offense to have even garage sales. Go ahead.
You know, this is, when you want to talk about the predictions, this is about the most directed and controlled society ever envisioned, or at least ever envisioned since the book of Revelations and the revelation of John on the island of Patmos. You know, the fact is, it's about total, absolute control over what you do, where you go, whether you buy, whether you sell, whether you're part of the system or excluded from it. And, you know, that is a significant transfer.
And by the way,
of power.
You wrote 10, 12 years ago about all this and said it would be used in a predatory fashion. Everything you said has come true. In fact, I remember reading your stuff a decade ago. It's worse than what you said, because I know you knew it was worse, but you held back just to be credible. And you know, now you had an institute up that just studies all of this with some folks involved with the lay fortune. So a lot
right.
of serious people are really concerned about all this. But when you go to RFID conferences or you read their minutes that are on the web, they say this is predatory. This is to control. This is a Defense Department directive. This whole
right.
grid going in, you want to explain to people that it isn't just us saying this has bad uses. We're told it has some everyday commercial use, but that's only to fund it. They're
right.
very smart. They fund it through the free market. They have us pay for our own enslavement. They admit it's diabolical.
You know, and it's the tagging of the individual. You already have a number. It's your Social Security number. It tags you to everything you do and is supposed to be safeguarded. You have other identifiers. And when you look at the data banks, the groups that have lost data and gotten nailed for it, or groups we reported on before anybody even knew their names, because they had DOD, Department of Defense contracts to develop that data, and they were looking at ways to create sort of from cradle to grave the whole profile of the individual. And a couple of these programs got shut down in the 90s and then renamed and relabeled and regurgitated right back at us. And this is the problem, is these long-standing bureaucracies that hide behind privacy as national security and, in fact, are working against every one of our security by using this system of government to corrupt the very systems that should be protecting us. The idea of a totally controlled financial institution, as people are looked at as consumers and taxpayers, as just contributors in that way, and it is an elite attitude, because the best in science, the best in religion, the best in everything that we do came from the mavericks that stood out, that weren't part of some elite. Whether you look at the airplane, microcomputers, the best things that affect us in the most mm-hmm. profound way happened by you and me, average people who saw things just a little bit differently.
Well, that's it. The elites always, when they get full control, create stagnant dark ages and persecute free thinkers. And after they get rid of the most free thinkers, now the next group is seen as radical and radical and radical. And the persecution just continues until societies finally collapse. And the elites even admit that they've done this. So they say, well, we're going to have a scientific dictatorship so that no one can ever rebel and so that we don't collapse. And that brings me down, Dr. Begich, to their end game. Studying, I know you get into core documents, who the elite are, what they planned on building, this high-tech police state, the plans to reduce our numbers forcibly, control bioweapon releases. I mean, break down what, from the evidence you have, what their end-game goals are and what we're facing if we don't fight back.
Well, I think it's two things. When you really look at it, it's sort of what works against us and what works in their favor. And there's only a certain level they want the populations to be driven down to, because they lose, too, if it all collapses. So you need to control it. You need to actually manipulate it. And both, whether liberal or conservative, doesn't really matter. It's a different rationale, you know, for control, but the rationale is still there, and it's exploited by the same organizations that are behind the scenes. And it's the global corporations, predominantly. You know, corporations, once the founders die, are soulless creatures that live forever, you know, that exist on a foundation of greed. You need to reshape sort of that and build into it the kind of safeguards that hold people accountable, not just in government, but within corporations when they can have such a huge impact on human populations as they do. When you look at reduced populations as a big issue, you see it, but, you know, the real official population is so understated, because in the third world, the cost of a birth certificate is more than a week's wages, and most people don't even have them. They're born in their homes. So the unofficial population is probably 50% more than what we hear officially reported. And when you look at disease, disorder, and the price of food alone, and how many people will die in the next decade, just because food, although the third world is emerging, they'll be starving. And you're already seeing it. Food riots that aren't reported on the mainstream media, Imagine that in this country. And here's what someone said to me. And they're talking about how horrible it's going to be in the U.S. And, you know, they're giving this Armageddon picture. For somebody living in the suburbs of Bombay, Armageddon already happened. And they're living the experience. And we need to recognize that on this planet, we are going to be subjected to that same Armageddon, or we're going to avoid it based upon how we use our judgment. The responsibility of having this economy rests with every one of us. The responsibility of doing the right things with our economy and our government rests with every one of us, not with elites from somewhere else with no national identity. We need to take back our government, our natural resources, and make sure they're working in the interest of the populations that live in this country, in this sovereign country, and at the same time be a light to the rest of the world as was originally intended, not a dictator to the rest of the world.
Well, I agree with you, Dr. Baggage. I want to take a few final calls here before you have to leave us, but there is a debate within the elite, and I mention this every few days because it's such a big deal that local Texas papers reported what I've witnessed and what I know you've witnessed being all over the world, this anti-humanism, this teaching us to be guilty about our own life, that is only the elite training us to take away our life force instinct, our survival instinct, to create some type of psychological love affair with death. That is only the elite wanting to basically remove our propulsion system from society, what propels humanity forward. They're trying to destroy and teach us to, you know, basically hate ourselves.
Right.
And so you have a debate between the elite. A minority only believes that half of us should be killed. And, you know, they say phase that in, one-child policies, euthanasia. The majority say 80% need to be killed and that bioweapons need to be released, and they have to have a global police state to do that in orderly fashion. They need to have smaller bioweapon releases to test covering it up and test how it spreads and to prepare larger releases. But then now it's radicalizing where the largest minority of elitists and their minions say 90% need to die, with another subset minority that's growing saying all humans need to be killed. And then these people, you will notice, who are even talking like this on their own websites, graduate students, doctorates, are working in bioweapon labs and bioweapon lab-related systems, and the government is recruiting them to work in the facilities. This is a mega threat. And I put out calls for this, and basically my listeners demanded it, and the FBI did go visit some of the UT professors and others that were calling for the death of 90% of us who were connected to bioweapons production. But still, they should be removed from their positions near bioweapons and weaponized agents. Can you comment on that?
You know, I would agree with you. Anyone who makes those kind of statements obviously shouldn't be developing those kinds of systems. You know, the thing about global population, and that's another fallacy in my mind. You know, when you look at global populations and the true resources of the world, there are sufficient resources. And this is the biggest secret. I'm not talking about everybody going back.
We need to build ocean cities very cheaply, inexpensively off the coastlines that will become huge natural reefs and then mine the reef. Exactly.
And we have the opportunity to solve all of these problems. But again, it's about denying really what we are. You know, we're created in the image of the Creator. Many of us believe that. And that means we have an access point that scares the hell out of the elite. Because if we were fully actualized as human beings, if we were fully manifesting the gifts of the Spirit, which have been documented in science in many, many ways, then, you know, and that is really where the fear is on their side. You know, when we talk about all these issues, the best way to keep people from reaching those high latitudes is by fear. Fear raises your brain activity into the high beta ranges, where you cannot reach these higher states of created consciousness, where we are in our most creative states, our most intellectual places, where artists thrive, where the painter thrives, where the politician thrives when they're doing the right work, where the person has that sense of who they are. It happens at a different brain frequency that cannot be realized. Let me say it again. If you're in a state of fear,
they are knocking
out. That is
what
the government perpetuates.
They are knocking out our sense of purpose and our sense of building the species. Because let's face it, our lives are twinklings of an eye, but the species goes on forever. You understand? And so that's why you have this eternal feeling. That's why you love nostalgia and love thinking about your ancestors. Because we all realize that we live on, even if you don't believe in the spirit, we live on through the species. My ancestors live on through me. My progeny, I will live on through them. And through, and I really think about my great-great-grandchildren when we've terraformed Mars and we beat the New World Order, you know, when we're going out to Alpha Centauri. I actually get excited thinking about them and all the wonders they're going to see, and I want to beat the New World Order even if I get killed, because I literally have a passion for my progeny, and that just doesn't mean my flesh and blood, but all of us, the same genetic code. We are magical, powerful, dynamic creatures, and the globalists are jealous, envious, hoarding, greedy little bastards who are, you're right, who are trying to hoard this for themselves. And they say it. They say, we're going into the future, you're not. And folks need to know that they're trying to damn us off from the future. And this is the fight we're facing.
You know, when you look at all of it, when you look at it in the backdrop, again, of what's possible, and that's what all of the research and technology, you know, tells me all the horrible things. And in the mind control area, the thing that the government discovered that scared the heck out of them was when they started unraveling the fact that human beings have all these latent potentials. I mean, can you imagine the average person being able to look through government and see what is hidden in those dark places? There'd be a lot of people gnashing their teeth in that scenario. And the fact of the matter is, we do have those capabilities. They documented them. The fact is, artificially within the lab, it's been created, where you can actually see that play out. It's just as bizarre as 500 years ago, the average person being able to read a book. You know, the fact is, science is doubling from the invention of the wheel to where we are at the moment every 9 to 10 months. The possibilities are also doubling. And it's a case of re-looking at it. You know, keep the Internet free, which is where we started this today, because that is an opportunity to exchange ideas where the guy in the bicycle shop invents the next airplane. You know, the guy in the garage invents the next microcomputer, as an example. You know, these are things that are possible today like no other time in history, and they're being taken from us because of the fear of the elite, because they fear the average man, the average woman on this planet.
They want to hoard their controls. And they're blocking developments and systems that could give them life extension, that could give them so much. Their greed is only hurting them. Let's take a few final calls. And for TV viewers, this is a salacious crumb. I was joking about how he looked like David Rockefeller. So Burmese ordered me one off eBay, and he just came in and gave it to me. That's David Rockefeller. You're laughing. You know who Salacious Crumb is?
No.
You know that creature, that Jabba the Hutt's little pet?
Okay.
David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller's in studio today. A little bit of fun here. Let's go ahead and talk to Archangel from Pittsburgh, PA. Go ahead. Come in, Archangel.
Alex, Dr. Begich, how you doing?
Good.
Good, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up some quick things about the energy they're keeping. Four quick points. What about the free energy out of the air that was originally designed by Nikola Tesla, the water car that Stan Meyer produced, and they murdered him for it, and the government came and took it? The anti-gravity drive, or the hydrogen drive that they have, that they use on the Astra TRB-3, that's a black project, next ops like Aurora. And they have cold fusion developed already and gravity warping. What about those things there?
You know, all of those, there's quite a bit out there on. But, you know, the ones that are the most potential are these exotic technologies. They tend to be suppressed. There was one in particular I saw which was using microwave energy. And what they did is they oscillated the microwave at a point where it oscillates the same frequency as water. And what it caused through resonance, a very little amount of energy in, caused the two elements to split, the hydrogen and the oxygen, very efficiently, and it would burn instantly. We had for a while a posting of that video on our website, but the fact is there are many methods to get us energy just by recognizing how to sort of crack the elements. Another one is sodium borohydrate, which is an element that can be electrolyzed with water that'll cause it to split very vigorously. You know, a lot of science has been developed. MIT, even in the mainstream with GE, showed a fuel cell 2 years ago that was producing energy at the equivalent of $3 a gallon gasoline, and you haven't heard a word about that.
Well, Flange and and the other guy actually made something that was giving off power. Now, hundreds
Absolutely.
Of universities have done it, but because the media
yep.
tried to discredit that then, people just say, oh, that's fake. That doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter how many journals it's published in, absolute fact.
Right. And it was. And it was replicated, I think, 6,000 times was the last number I read. And, you know, it still doesn't explain it fully, but that's okay. You know, this is where, again, science is ruthless, and the mainstream and the academic institutions, it's a very jealous environment of experts that are afraid of their own shadows.
And you've got a lot of them who have developed theories that have been proven false, and they're not about to be made laughingstocks of, and so
no.
they're going to continue to put their disinfo out. Dr. Begich, we're going to let you go after this break. You're going to be gone in 3 minutes. We're going to talk to Brian, and Jeff. They'll each get about a minute, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you've got to go to that meeting. Final segment after this break for everybody listening on the AM and FM dial and Global Shortwave for InfoWars.com stream listeners. The show will continue with Begich right now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, thousand voices talking perfectly loud.
Back live, worldwide transmission. Salacious Crumb is our guest in studio. You know, couldn't David Rockefeller just repent of all his evil and just be happy and help people and not be so wicked? But in their own sick way, they think what they're doing is good to the world. It's actually horrible. We're basically out of time. I want to cram Jeff in, Marilyn in, and I do want to tell everybody, we carry his new video on HARP. It's from the book, but updated. Great DVD, Dr. Nick Baggage at Infowars.com. Angels still don't play this HARP. We have his mind control video, several other documentaries and presentations he has made available at Infowars.com. Or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And a lot of people are calling in, ranting and raving about Endgame. That film is really getting big. My films always kind of have a delayed response. We don't have time for that with Truth Rising. If you have the DVD, please make copies. If you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, download it in super high quality, please burn it on disc or CD. Give it to people now. Because it's just such a powerful film. I don't have time to get into it. Just check it out. Get the film today. Again, I want to go to Jeff. Before we do that, the sponsor of the day is Ecola Blue. They are just an amazing company. We have one here in the office. It grabs gallons and gallons, up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours, 7.5 gallons. That's in high humidity, but in the desert it produces 2 gallons a day. Atmospheric water generator. It's got 5 filters in it, easy maintenance, just an amazing system. And I'd seen these years ago in companies and places, and then I saw them online. I said, get that as a sponsor. That is really neat. You can hook it up to solar panels. You can get water anywhere, even if you're off the grid, anywhere. This sucker gets water, ladies and gentlemen. And it's totally clean and pure. 866-585-4044, Ecola Blue, 866-585-4044. Or EcolaBlue.com, big banner on Infowars.com, ECOLOBlue.com. Okay, you're our tail gunner, Jeff in Maryland. You're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Just wanted to throw in a little something and say that, you know, with your guest and everything, for some 4 decades, a period roughly spanning 7 administrations, the government's intelligence agencies and police agencies have broken the law and violated the Constitution, and I think it's unnerving to think that the kind of totalitarianism that's taking place in America, and I think that it's just mind-boggling that the American people are not recognizing it. And, you know, people talked about the NSA spying program, Alex, but, you know, for more than 2 decades, with the collusion of the communications companies, the NSA and Operation Shamrock received copies of billions of cables and other things sent through the United States from, I think it was around 55 to 75. The FBI investigated almost a million subversive targets, and the CIA indexed hundreds of thousands.
Man, you listen, you're an awesome caller. Call me back tomorrow. I'm going to have a lot of open phones this week. You're great, Jeff. I wish I would have gotten to you earlier. But absolutely, thank you so much. Exactly. They're violating the Fourth Amendment. We have a criminal government, a criminal elite. We got to get America back. Retransmission starts in 10 seconds at Infowars.com on the audio streams. Go there now. For everybody else, see you back live tomorrow at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On